Gran Canso.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As far as I know, that we have not yet found any connection between those arrests and any threat to the homeland or to the United States.
And what I say to the American people is that we are, and thousands of people are working 24/7, 364 days a year to keep the American people safe.
That is, don't you feel better after listening to that Homeland Security flack hack? Janet Napolitano commenting on the arrests of the 12 in Britain who were suspicious, reportedly planning a wide-scale attack. That's the headline, anyway, and Merry Christmas while we're at it, and Happy New Year. Department of Homeland Security bulletin sent to law enforcement around the country says that the feds are worried that terrorists will try to rattle Americans by attacking some innocuous way during the holidays. The list includes car bombings, trucks ramming into crowds, small arms attacks. The bulletin cites no specific threats for Christmas and New Year's, makes it clear that this year's concern is based on a persistent, evolving threat. So, threatening realities. That's what the countdown is about in this hour. This is a review of what we have monitored listening to 40 or 45 different stations, individual talk hosts, news talk radio and television. We put it together in this sort of a reality talk soup, in a sense, and we'll present to you different bits and pieces, reports and conversations on the air, and then your calls at 800-510-8255. This is the War on Terror, Part 2, and I'll tell you during this hour why I say that, more and more becomes obvious to those who are thinking about this that much of what's going on now is a ruse. And the fear that is brought is the co-opting of the news media and political operatives and people who are in various agencies that are supposed to protect America really are not doing that. In fact, there's a whole cabal, there's an industry built around fear in America and around the world, but it's most pronounced here. And it's brought about by these headlines that you are looking at, latest in whether we're going to be poisoned at the grocery store or poisoned at the restaurant, and whether all of this stuff bears watching, or are we just going to go on with our lives? And how, in fact, how do you do that when so much is focused? These people grab power because they tell you they're going to protect you. And what's the old adage about security and power and having none? I think that may apply here as more and more people open up their minds and think this through. We'll start with a report from ABC, where the arrests in Britain are the focus.
The raids came just before 5 a.m. Police counter-terror units swarming on addresses in four cities across the UK. The most significant counter-terror operation here in nearly 2 years.
I just heard a bit of a commotion at about 4:45, like just before I went out to work. And then when I came out, there's police cars everywhere.
Police believe this was an Al-Qaeda-inspired plot to bomb multiple targets in Britain, so far unidentified. They say it was necessary to act right away, an indication this plot may have been in its final stages.
With the current threat level of the UK, it's severe, and with the information we had, I believe that today's arrests were absolutely necessary in order to keep the public safe.
The 12 men were Muslims of Bangladeshi and Pakistani origin, ranging in age from just 17 to 28. They'd been under surveillance for weeks. Authorities in the U.S. and Europe are on high alert for attacks tied to this holiday season. The arrests follow a suicide bombing in Sweden earlier this month and warnings in Germany about a Mumbai-style armed assault. Today's raids involved cooperation from several countries' intelligence services.
At any one time, British authorities are tracking some 200 known terror cells, dozens of plots, but they learned something about this one that led them to act immediately, possibly a communications intercept. Right now, the authorities here, like in the U.S., are exercising maximum caution.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to ready to jump out of your pants yet or jump out of the window? Where are you going to jump and how high or how low? 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen with plenty of cynicism directed toward all of this. British police have arrested 12 suspected terrorists, accusing them of plotting attacks on various targets around the U.K., and this will translate here. You can be sure of that. We've already seen some headlines about what Al-Qaeda may be plotting to do to poison us at restaurants around the country. So what do we do? 800-510-8255. If we stop running and acting like a bunch of scared children, a lot of the stuff, they'll stop doing it because they'll see no effect. But right now, every time they open their mouths, we run around like chickens with our heads cut off. Oh, my God, can you imagine? Oh, yeah. And we look and sound foolish. For supposedly the biggest, strongest, toughest country in the world, we act like a bunch of wimps. We really do. Act like a bunch of scared children. Every time these people, somebody says they're Al-Qaeda, the world, or at least the Western world, stops. There are a lot of people who look at this and they just laugh because it's so silly. It really is. Here's another report on terror, this time what may be going on in the United States.
A new FBI Homeland Security bulletin warns police that the holiday season provides attractive opportunities for terrorists. It is imperative that law enforcement and security personnel remain alert for indicators of attack planning. The reason for the concern, the psychological impact such an attack would have during such a symbolic time of year. And today, a sign of increasing general worry. Metro officials in Washington, D.C. announcing subway commuters will have their bags randomly checked, even though there's no specific threat. U.S. officials are ever mindful of last year's Christmas Day bombing attempt by a man who tried to blow up a commercial plane with high explosives in his underwear. That attempt was one of four directed by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in the last 15 months. The Christmas plot was followed by an attempt to detonate a bomb in Times Square last spring, and the parcel bomb plot targeting UPS and FedEx in October. In September 2009, a plot to attack the New York subway system within days of the 9/11 anniversary was foiled. And U.S. officials continue to worry about the threat of homegrown radicals. Recently, an Oregon man was arrested in a sting after he tried to set off what he thought was a bomb at a Christmas tree lighting.
My assessment is that the threat environment now is increasingly active.
So you may see more police out at holiday events. It's a delicate balancing act. There are no specifics to hold a press conference about, and authorities do not want to scare people unnecessarily. But the fact remains we are in a high-tempo period.
Listen to that. Authorities don't want to scare people unnecessarily. Then why the hell is there a headline? Every single newspaper around the country has a warning, danger, and banners across it. So what does that mean? We're not going to scare the American public. These people are in concert, in league, because it's good for their business, which is power, control, and more bureaucracy. Right? 800-510-8255. So we'll continue to scare you with a terrorism expert up next on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
800-510-8255. If you're listening to the podcast of this, you can call our sound-off line, which is easy to find when we're not on the air doing this live, 877-541-5250. Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, is monitoring your input on Twitter and Facebook for us to discuss later on. Text line is 646-926-DOUG. That's 646-926-3684. And the regular call-in line is 800-510-TALK as we think about and talk about terrorism and whether or not you're playing along with all of this or whether you are tired of it and it's time to either ignore, if we can do that. Is it part of the human condition to be able to ignore all of this nonsense? Because that's really what it is. Here is a reporter speaking with a so-called terrorism expert, Michael Sheehan. Michael discusses the plot not only in England, and why the threat levels are up, but with a look around the world.
12 men were arrested in a series of pre-dawn raids in four cities, including London. The suspects range in age from 17 to 28. Michael, what do we know about the target here? We have a lot of details about this operation, but what about the target?
Well, Tamer, it doesn't appear that they had a plot that was that far advanced. Every intelligence service and serious law enforcement agency around the world has people under surveillance all the time. At this particular time, the British decided to move on these 12 people. Perhaps they thought it was starting to percolate, and they wanted to preempt.
And again, I said the suspects range in age from 17, 28, again, young men suspected of plotting a terrorist attack.
That's right. That profile remains constant between the ages about 17 and 30, young males, often of Islamic orientation that have gone radical. That is still the profile of most terrorists.
And we're looking at four cities, including London.
Right.
Do we know any more or anything further about this plot that they were working on?
No, and we don't even know if they were all tied together yet. But
wow.
The British cells that have been captured are normally from the north area around Manchester. This spreads out the geographic reach of the cells that are involved in Britain and, again, raises the concerns about British and European passport holders having access to terrorist activity.
And, of course, the other thing that raises a concern, at the time of the year, we know it was this time of the year where that young man was suspected of hiding the bomb in his underwear,
right.
So-called underwear bomber, tried to detonate over the skies of Detroit. So.
That's right. That was on Christmas Eve last year. And what happens during the holidays, terrorism officials always have concerns are up because people gather in major groups for Christmas festivities, tree lighting ceremonies. Also on the first of the year, we have big events here in Times Square, as you know. Those are also events that greatly increase the concerns of terrorism officials. And this is probably why the British move now to try to preempt that.
All right. I'm taking a deep breath because I'm not sure which direction to go. We have some more host input and radio input and television and then your calls and my theory about the war on terror. That's all coming up for you to react to at 800-510-8255 on the countdown at 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy, or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our countdown focusing on the biggest anti-terrorism crackdown in Britain in the past couple of years. Suspects range in age from 17 to 28. Been under surveillance for quite a while. Security officials say they were believed to have links to Pakistan and Bangladesh. Police arrested the suspects in some raids in various cities around England. And so we're discussing the details of that and the threat that Al-Qaeda has put forth in America to poison Americans at restaurants. That's the latest thing. 800-510-8255. Let's listen in as Bill Hemmer on Fox speaks with an analyst named Neil Livingstone, who says one of the reasons for the new threat is the large number of people who are together. And Al-Qaeda knows that, and so they have basically a great time at our expense over the holidays.
You say there are a number of reasons why we are on high alert during the holidays. Why?
Well, first of all, they've tried to hit us in the past. You mentioned the underwear bomber last Christmas holiday, and so this is part of their modus operandi. Secondly, they got lots of targets right now. They tried to bomb a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland just a few weeks ago. But we've got crowded department stores. We've got bowl games. We've got crowded planes. We've got a high volume of mail. And finally, they're trying to hit us now to show the superiority of their the Islam they subscribe to over Judaism and Christianity. And obviously, we have both Jewish and Christian holidays at this time of year.
You mentioned these bowl games. There will be a series of them that begin this weekend. They'll go on for the next 3 or 4 weeks. You also mentioned NFL games. Is that a new threat, Neil? I haven't heard that before specifically.
We have some reason to believe that they're looking at various types of sports venues and sports activities, either in this country or overseas, because what they know is that everyone's very festive at these games at this time of year. A lot of interest in them. And as a consequence, there are a lot of people. And even if they can't get into the stadium, there are crowded parking lots, there are people masked on the streets and so on. We're very worried that they may try to do something where they can find a large gathering. And that would also include Times Square, of course, on New Year's Eve.
What a jerk. You listen to this crud from these creeps. Neil Livingstone. I'd like to know more about him. I'm going to Google him. And maybe a couple of you want to do that with me, including my person in charge of the new media. We'll have Clay Cohut.
I want to know who this guy Neil Livingstone is. He said they tried in Portland. They didn't try anything. There was one teenager involved in that, period, end of story. And these people, self-proclaimed gas bags, who were, you know, he got suckered in by the feds who gave him the bomb. Come on, will you please? This is nonsense. What a bunch of baloney. And we're falling for it like fools. This guy, and Fox should be ashamed of himself for putting this clown up there. Listen to the words these people are using. My God. 800, this is such a load of cow manure. Here from CNN, Brian Todd reports on some new surveillance techniques and spying techniques used by the Department of Homeland Security. Listen to this. You think we have had Big Brother? You will certainly think this is the age of Big Brother when you listen to this.
On the streets of Memphis, a futuristic crime-fighting tool. Squad cars equipped with license plate recognition cameras. Turning on swivels, they scan plates. The images, processed on laptops inside the police cars and in what's called a real-time crime center. In seconds, a display on his dashboard screen tells an officer if the car has been stolen, if there are warrants connected to it, maybe if the driver's a convicted felon. Surveillance cameras with real-time transmission back to the crime center are popping up all over Memphis. This Memphis Police Department video proudly promotes these new tools, and they're credited with a drastic crime drop in Memphis in recent years. Some of the money for this whiz-bang comes from the Department of Homeland Security.
DHS has helped them with the funding in the hopes that someday they will be using this also to, again, look for, you know, possible terrorism.
Dana Priest co-wrote a lengthy investigative story for the Washington Post on new high-tech tools and data sharing used by Homeland Security and law enforcement. According to the article, more information is being collected on many of us and shared among more law enforcement agencies than ever before. It's part of an often heard post-9/11 mantra to catch potential terrorists.
To help the federal government find the dots. To find people who might be acting suspiciously.
The information goes to so-called fusion centers run by state and local law enforcement. That's where data on suspicious behavior is shared with DHS, the FBI, and other agencies. With an uptick in terror plots in recent years, a DHS official says this system has led to more arrests. But privacy advocates say it also carries huge potential for abuse. Former FBI agent Michael German, now with the American Civil Liberties Union, says it empowers police to intervene more deeply into people's private lives.
The behaviors they have described as inherently suspicious include things like taking notes, drawing diagrams, taking measurements, taking photographs or video, which are ubiquitous activities that all of us do.
But terrorists also do that, right?
I'm sure they do, but terrorists also put shoes on. But that doesn't mean that somehow tracking every person who puts shoes on or every person who takes notes or every person who takes photographs is somehow a useful practice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Big Brother personified, big government personified, the best of the worst, if you will. 800-510-8255. The fight against anarchism, the fight against radicalism, the fight to take over your life, all in the pursuit of information and conversation here on The Countdown.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Council.
Coast to coast. 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the continuing focus on the countdown, a review of Homeland Security and the terror threats that are around during the holidays and seem once in a while somebody tries to get through, and sometimes they're successful, sometimes they're caught. The overriding question here for you to consider as you're thinking this through is whether or not these terror threats are worth the time, the attention, the focus that they get and what they have created in our country and around the world. I suggest to you they are not. 800-510-8255, and I'll give you a review of the first war on terror in a few minutes. First, though, let's go to NBC. Chris Hayes speaking with Mike Germain. He's from the ACLU. They are discussing this new report that appeared in the Washington Post about the government assembling a massive database on you and everybody else in this country in the name of national security.
I guess my question is, this was a real big story in the Washington Post this morning. I read it a few times. What was your takeaway from it? What was your impression of it?
Well, we've been covering this issue for quite some time, and we have a website, aclu.org/spy files, that goes into a lot of these cases and talks about a lot of the expanded authorities that it's not just the FBI and DHS, but state and local law enforcement are now in the intelligence gathering game, and there aren't a lot of guidelines limiting their behavior and almost no oversight. So, you know, there is a long history of abuse of these kinds of authorities, and unfortunately, the environment is ripe now for abuse, and we're seeing quite a bit of it.
There seems like there's two issues here. One is just the massive data that's being assembled and the efficacy of assembling that and the sort of legal and then there's the legal footing they're on. Do we understand now what the legal footing that these local agencies are on? Are they breaking the law? Are they within the confines of the law, or is that undetermined?
There is a federal regulation, 28 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 23, that says that law enforcement can't collect intelligence information to be put into a shared intelligence system absent reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. which is a very reasonable standard.
Sure.
If you don't suspect somebody's doing something wrong, why in the world would a police officer want to go up and bother them, collect their personal information, and put it in a database that other police agencies are going to look at? But unfortunately, what they misname suspicious activity reporting is actually behavior that is very, very innocuous and ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It includes suspicious behaviors under these programs include things like taking photographs and video, taking notes, drawing diagrams, taking measurements, things that all of us do on a daily basis. And what we think that will happen is that that opens the door to all kind of abusive collection practices where the police officers are interacting with the public, not because they actually suspect wrongdoing, but because they have a bias, either because of race or some religious dress or some other reason. They just don't like the person, and they think this program will give them the authority to go up and bother them. And frankly, what we're seeing is a lot of people, especially photographers, being arrested for doing no more than taking a photograph in a public area, and that obviously is inappropriate.
800-510-8255. So what is appropriate here? You've heard the story about the British, their anti-terrorism police arresting these 12 suspects. The suspicion is that they were planning or instigating a terrorist attack. The group arrested under their Terrorism Act, which is pretty controversial over there, as our Terrorism Acts, the Patriot Act over here, is controversial. It granted the broad powers to the police over there. Homeland Security, they have a Homeland Security Department like we do here. The large-scale pre-planned intelligence-led operation, as they described it, involved different forces within their country. The operation, according to Sky News, in its early stages, so they couldn't go into a lot of detail. This stuff is infectious. And in Europe, where the first war on terror was fought between 1890, late 19th century, actually, through the Roosevelt years, and through really the beginning of World War I, let me just, for 3 or 4 minutes, just sort of stay with me on this, okay? I'm going to go back through, courtesy of a new book called The World That Never Was, a true story of dreamers, schemers, anarchists, and secret agents. I'm going to go through with you what the first war on terror, which, by the way, most of you either have never heard of, or when you studied it, if you remember studying American history or the history of the world, or Western history, that was part of what I remember learning when I was in high school, you never got taught this stuff because we didn't have a frame of reference. Now we do. We have the age of terrorism that started on September 9th, actually started before that, quite a few years before that, and has been ongoing. This anarchist movement that I'm talking about lasted from the 1880s, as I said, to the end of the first Roosevelt era into World War I. It claimed the lives of a president, a police chief, a prime minister, a czar, a king, and an empress. But the wave of terrorism receded. Nobody has lived in mortal fear of bomb throwers since, well, it'd be a century or so ago, right? So the question about those of you who live now in fear of radical Islam, and those of your family members who will be alive 100 years from now, and they look back, my suspicion is it will be with similar historic curiosity. And it makes for, you go back to the Roosevelt era and the things, pretty colorful storytelling. The anarchists were considered much more precise in their attacks on these political leaders. They were more clever, better educated, and they came from upscale jobs. Most of them were, by the way, government employees of the French or the Russians. And that's something we sort of think about. It gets thrown out there, and then people say, how dare you suspect people who are working for the government? What do you mean? This is job security, which in the government is job one. Come up with things that will allow you to not only create more work for yourself, but hire more people
and get them on the dole, get them on the government payroll. So as we face hints about organized terrorism, do we take them seriously? Yeah. But do we have them or allow them to completely take over our lives, as is happening every single day? The fellow who wrote this book that I'm talking about is a fellow named Alex Butterworth. And he goes through in great detail what went on in the 19th century, the connection of the French and the Russians and the Europeans to several spies, police officers, anarchist radicals, blowing up things. A lot of this stuff started in the 1870s, actually, if you go back historically. And I don't want to get too involved in the real history of this, but I want to draw the parallel for a moment. The people who were running these terrorist groups back then were trying to entrap their targets into committing acts that would help ensure that their job seemed more vital. Does that sound relatively like what's going on today? The Portland bomber, who was basically entrapped, right? So was there a real danger there? No. But did it make for great headlines? Yeah. Did people talk about it? Sure did. The Russian, whose name was Rakovsky, who basically started all of this stuff, was a police officer. And he had connections from the Russian hierarchy to the French hierarchy, worked as a diplomat, and created situations, historically, when you go back to them, that really, they failed in that they didn't get everybody all worked up, but they were successful in killing some pretty important people. They were not a mortal threat to Western civilization. And in my estimation, the Islamists are not either. They don't warrant the suppression of your liberty, the huge cost, the number of people who have died. I mean, you can make the argument about what Bush said, we're going to go to Iraq to get rid of al-Qaeda. I mean, that was nonsense, and we all know it was nonsense now. But tell that to the families of the 4,900 men and women who are dead because we went to war in Iraq. And the money. We have a $700 billion a year defense budget. Who's benefiting from that? Obama, we're going to have meaningful change. Really? What does that mean? The budget increases by 14% in the Defense Department? That's meaningful change? The anarchists assassinated President McKinley. And so Teddy Roosevelt, who followed McKinley into office, issued a pronouncement that when you look at, again, the rhetoric of George Bush after September 11th and listen to Teddy Roosevelt or read what he said after the death of McKinley, these guys were right. Somebody was writing off of the same playbook. The terrorists captured over the past several years have been influenced by police informants, and they've been influenced by people who are connected to government, and they've been ensnared by people who are in government. I say again, the people who created anarchy 100 years ago were not a mortal threat to civilization, and neither are the Islamists. They don't warrant the suppression of your liberty, the cost, and the crackdown. I think that we need to wake up. A few people were hung after these radical events. We need to have a few people shot by a firing squad or hung or whatever. It seems to me to make I'm trying to think. I'm sure there are some examples of this, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. Maybe you'd like to respond by giving me the name or two or three other than Saddam getting hung, and it wasn't because he was a terrorist. We've got a few terrorists that we've actually, I think, eliminated. But at what cost? Look at the trials that went on. Look at the hoopla about the trial in New York City. And what was the outcome of all of that? So we're falling for their foolishness, hook, line, and sinker. And every year we get more co-opted by the news media and by the fear put into us by having these big government agencies and you get taxed more, and what do we have to show for it? The damnedest inconvenience when you go through the screening procedure at the what are we going through all of this for? What do we have the TSA for? To protect us from a few boobs who, in fact, may blow up an airline. Maybe they, and I don't want to be on the airliner that gets blown up, and you don't either. But is it worth it to spend these tens of billions of dollars every year, have all these government employees, and go through the foolishness that we go through in the name of safety and security when we have neither? 800-510-8255. Worth thinking about, isn't it? Huh? Your call's up next. Terror threats for the holidays. The focus on the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through January 2nd, hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start Automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, Angel's calling from Tampa with a theory. Go ahead, Angel. You're on the countdown.
Yeah, in the Broadway and in the movie plays about Little Orphan Annie, which took place in Roosevelt's Depression era, there's a scene where an anarchist is trying to blow up Patty Warbucks. So kind of like a silly reference, but a popular culture reference, nevertheless, to exactly what you were talking about, and yeah, that it did persist through the Depression era.
So do you think we ought to be worried, or we ought to ignore all of this, or what's the happy medium?
Oh, God, man. The terrorists can do a lot of damage and take a lot of lives.
Okay, so do we need to continue? The question is, do we need to continue with the surveillance or continue to hype up the surveillance
as was described earlier in the program, what's going on in Memphis. 51 past the hour.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three past the hour now on the countdown. The terror threat. And whether you're up for more fear and smear over the next couple of weeks, 800-510-8255. Steve calling from San Diego. With a thought on this whole situation. Steve, you're live on the countdown now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is an excellent topic. Keep it coming. Keep the spotlight on the cockroach. The government is the terrorist. It's a terrorism production industry.
Well, why do you say that? Do you have specific or are you just following along the school of thought that I have been pursuing?
I think your school of thought is very parallel to mine. I would hope it coincides with a lot of other people's thinking, but, you know, this 21st century earth critter seems to only be able to grab their ankles and please give me the naked x-ray, anything to make us safe, you know?
Yeah, well, and whether the...
No spine.
If you give up freedom for security, you have none, I think, paraphrasing... What we've heard.
Yeah,
from...
You got neither. Right. This is terrorism. They are the terrorists.
Yeah, I think in many ways you are right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Rob in Wyoming echoing what the last gentleman just said. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for letting me talk here. This is the most important issue that faces the world today. The war on terror is a total fraud. This is exactly the opposite of how you would go about securing a country. If there really were an international organization of pure evil that can't afford to buy its own shoelaces, but it can build an atomic bomb with a piece of chewing gum like MacGyver, then they would have already infiltrated thoroughly the entire United States and had bombs planted under every rock and tree. And yet you hear Chertoff and Napolitano and all these other chuckleheads who are acting very suspiciously. They're assuring us that there's nothing to worry about and that we don't need to worry about common sense anymore. Now you're telling us it's not just terrorism, which that angle is highly suspicious. You look at 9/11 and the bizarre questions surrounding it, and even more condemning, the fact that none of these people supposedly that have assumed the role that we don't want them to assume to protect us from these phantom terrorists. And don't worry, they'll blow something up to make sure we think there's a real terrorist that's independent of our government.
Yeah. There's a pretty cynical point of view. And frankly, Rob, I share your sentiments. Vincent is in Burgar, North Carolina. You're live on the countdown now, Vincent. It's your addition to the conversation.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Hi.
You know, I look back and I think about stuff, and I feel that the backbone of this country is being broken. And if the citizens don't start doing something, we're going to become a crippled third world country, a very sophisticated one at that.
The laws that are being passed continue to confront us at every turn. There is not a day that goes by that most of us don't confront some new government interference in our lives. And if you don't think that's the case, I bring back my worn but accurate focus on the food. I think this is food terrorism. The Food Safety Act from the FDA that now is so badly being received that they're trying to push it through, but they can't get anybody to vote for it, so they tack it onto other bills and hide it. It's the same kind of thing, more power grab, the Patriot Act for food. It's all the same stuff created and pushed by the same people, and as you're suggesting, we better wake up. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Ron calling the countdown from Vermont with a thought.
You know, everything on that list that you've shown makes me kind of nervous because the government really does all those things. And I guess it's, you know, who do you trust? Who's in charge? What are their intentions? And, you know, the more you collect data, the more you can identify people, which in one case might be good, but on the other hand, it takes away freedoms. And when people have dissenting views against, you know, people in power, there now it becomes easy to identify them and maybe punish them in different ways. So, you know, I think that being anonymous is really where you get more freedom, and I think we're just going in the wrong direction.
I have calls on top of calls here. People fear the government over the terrorists, that kind of stuff. These are the things that we need to be thinking about as we go through the holidays and think about where we have to be thankful for. This kind of stuff isn't one of them. Talk Radio Countdown thanking following sources used in the production of the program today: CNN, NBC, ABC, Fox, C-SPAN, Mike Broomhead program, among others. Thank you for your participation and thought exchange here on the Countdown.